Wonderful, brother. Well, as we wrap up today's episode, could you give us a few takeaways?
Yeah, I would just say, really fix your eyes on Jesus. John 15, where Jesus said, "I no longer call you servants, I call you friends." Interesting passage because we are still called servants in Scripture, but what he's saying is, you're more than servants. Other passages say, you're more than servants, you're my children, when it's God the Father speaking, you're my children. But in this case, he calls us friends, and he says, and this, the friendship of Jesus has meant more to me than anything else in my grieving process. And I sometimes even picture him, which I think it's, this is not idolatry, because he actually was incarnate and is incarnate and will forever be incarnate. So I can picture him sitting in a chair. I'm looking at a chair right now in my office over there, and just picturing him in that chair. I'm not doing anything magical. I'm not making him appear. I'm not even saying he's appearing. I'm just saying this real physical person who physically died on the cross and bears the scars of it. I'm picturing him in that chair. He made chairs, for a living. He was a carpenter, and their chairs were a little different than our chairs, but at meals, they were reclining more than we do at meals. Most of us sit up straight. But the point is that he's real and he's there. And he says, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. I am with you all the time." So when I go for a walk with Gracie every day, there's one other person that's with me. You could say there are three persons who are one that are with me: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Because the Father is omnipresent, the Holy Spirit indwells us, Jesus indwells us. Also, Romans 8 say both the Spirit and Jesus indwell us. So I can look forward to the day that I will be with Jesus in the same way that Nancy is with Jesus, and I'll be back with her again. But meanwhile, he is with me. And one of the things he said to Nancy before she died is, "Remember, Jesus is your best friend. Jesus is my best friend. You're my second best friend. I'm your second best friend. You are going to be going to live with your best friend and my best friend, but he is going to continue to live here with me. We don't have to be concerned about the other person. What we have to be, we'll still love the other person always, but what we need to do is be there with Jesus, worship him. It's going to be easier." I tell her, "It's going to be easier for you than me. You're not going to have sin nature to deal with anymore. You're not going to have the suffering. You're not going to have all of these things. Your life will be a continuous, nonstop relief and joy just to be with the Lord." He says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into your master's happiness." And that's where Nancy is now. Just the friendship of Jesus developed that.